This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dude, best idea. Oh my god. Here's how you hide a vape at a show.
Oh my god.
Do you have to hide a vape at a show?
In this world, you do. You get a hot dog, drill a little like quarter inch drill bit through the center of your dog.
Yep. Okay.
Put in the vape.
Yeah.
Just pull the tip of the vape out so you can't see it. It's hidden in the bun.
Yeah.
Then you bring a hot dog into the venue. Anyone gives you shit, you go, hey, I got a little blood sugar. I need my dog. And they go, all right.
They would not go, all right.
Yeah, they would. I did it at Disneyland.
Yeah, hollow dogs.
They're like, well, I guess she's got to bring that hot dog.
It's got all the toppings, so if it cracked when you put in the vape, they won't see it.
At Disneyland, I just do the pickle. You know, it's like, everyone gets the pickle at Disneyland. I don't know why everyone talks about the pickle. You just fucking put your vape in there. Punch it!
It's time for
Touch
the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Let's get ready to rumble! Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Punch Up the Jam.
This is a good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm just telling you, if you were going to turn it off, don't. Yeah. It's going
to
be good.
Hey, you know those last three? Shit.
Garbage.
Don't. If you were about to go back and listen to them, fuck that. Listen to this one again. It's that good.
Well, I guess you're already listening to it, so keep listening.
Keep listening, because it's good.
Listen to this.
Yes.
I'm Miel.
I'm Demi.
I'm Anthony.
He's Anthony!
Everyone was saying their names.
We should introduce every guest that way.
I just wanted to get out of the gate. You guys looked like you guys were having so much fun. I just was like, I want to join. I'm here.
Let's give you a proper introduction.
Let's do it.
All right.
You know him from us.
Wow.
Because he's our friend.
I'm their friend.
It's Tom's son. It's Nicole's son.
Yep.
It's Anthony Trolley.
Wow. Oh my god. Hell of an intro.
I know.
Hell of an intro. Well, you remember I used to bring, like when you did another podcast, I forgot the name of it, but you.
Gilmore Guys.
Oh, that's right. I used to bring on my coming out music. That
you
sounds
did.
Weird. Yeah. But I would always bring something kind of fun, a little edgy, a little hip hop for the kids.
Yeah.
And it was like a fun bit. I almost queued up a song.
Was going to text you, like, is there any music you want to play beforehand? But then I was
you
like,
you nailed
nah,
it.
I don't want
that was probably going to be my request.
Great.
This is a spicy app, not only because we have you on, Troll. Yes. Troll Doll. Can't believe this took
and
so
also
long.
I did bring a whole batch of my mom's famous meatballs. That's why it's so spicy.
Yeah. He's sipping on a little glass of Cholula.
But also because the song we're doing is the most requested song by the fans.
Yes.
Do we have a name for the fans?
Nope.
All three of them?
For all three
all
of them.
All three of y'all.
Which is my sister, my dad, and my mom.
Oh. Ooh, actually, your mom texted. She has stopped listening.
No, where did we lose her?
I want to say episode 2.
Well, we got to bring her back. This is the episode to bring Miel's mom back.
This is the fan favorite episode because your mom also loves Trolley.
And she loves the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The Canadian superstar.
Not fun.
I had this whole CD. And I really liked it. And so I'm very confused that everyone wants us to punch this song up because I don't.
What are the other songs on this CD?
Because I literally. Woohoo! It's all been done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, woohoo. That's about like reincarnation.
The only songs I know by Bare Naked Ladies are this and I want to say If I Had $1 Million.
And then the other one was the.
Oh, the Big Bang Theory theme song also.
Oh, they did that.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
They did do that.
How does that one go? Is it bazingo? Bazingi?
Oh, it's like there.
You do know it.
Was a rock on the world. I don't know how it goes.
There was a bang. Bazinga. And then it smashed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's pretty much. Don't they explain the Big Bang Theory all the way up until where Sheldon was born, basically?
Yes.
Or like how they all met. And then you know.
It's like a 30-second song that just starts from like. Oh, the universe is something in a cold state, but and then it's like very quickly like runs through like they built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with the Big Bang.
Wait,
bang.
You actually know it?
Yeah, that's the song for real.
Do you watch Big Bang Theory?
No, but I've heard the song.
I've never seen an episode.
Me neither.
I turned it
you
on.
You guys gotta check it out.
I turned 12 it on seasons, once,
22
and,
episodes apiece.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, boy, oh boy.
The most popular show on television.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
Or the most popular sitcom, for sure.
I'm also excited to do this song because, Demi, you had an incredibly viral Vine using this song.
What's Vine?
What's my, well, I'll tell
you. So, you know YouTube?
Uh-huh.
What if it was smaller?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I'm just doing a bit. I was there. That's how we met, guys.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
That Vine is how all three of us met each other.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember that? Oh, God. Oh, that photo you took of me the night we met.
First night I met Trolley, we were all, a bunch of us playing basketball, which is, by the way, I don't think I've done since then.
Yeah, no, that was the first and last. That was a weird hang.
As an adult, I've not
we're
played basketball.
Kicking it
ever.
In somebody's backyard like we were like 11, you know?
Yeah,
but then, played knockout.
I think there was like a random number of people. Well, maybe I just was too bad to play. I don't know what happened. But Trolley did it about the sidelines, just pretending we were commentators and narrating the entire event.
That was really fun. That was
and
fun.
Then,
we suck at basketball.
And then somehow I took the most unflattering photo of him, I think, probably ever taken.
Yeah, and I know we're talking about it, and we are going to throw it on the gram. I don't know if you are.
Gotta put it up on the gram.
But it is horrific, because it does not look like me.
No.
It looks like in the movies where, like, somebody looks back at a photo, like, from 10 years prior, and it's like, the serial killer was there! It was like, I'm the monster. It was that. It was, oh, God.
Still your contact photo on my phone.
Gross. But we've been friends ever since. Like, you'll see the photo, and you'll be like, oh, fuck. And then you'll be like, oh, well, that's sweet that they stuck it out with this guy.
Wow, they survived this.
Oh, my God.
But I always thought this was a bomb tune, to be honest.
So as a kid, I remember thinking this song was like very fun and learning the lyrics and being like, oh, it's very funny too.
Yeah.
And as an adult, I've just been like, oh, this song is fine. But then it was a thing where it's like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And people talk about it all the time. It's like a meme now. And then I'm just kind of like, I don't know that I get any enjoyment out of this song anymore.
You know what it reminds me of? Because it's just packed with like weird, like, cultural references and things like that. It reminded me so much of that song Summer Girls. Do you remember
LFO?
That? Yes. LFO, Summer
I
Girls.
I like it when the girls stop by.
Yeah, and both songs have like a chorus and then lyrics that have nothing to do with anything.
Yes, that was a conscious choice.
Yeah, I know. I read that in the research.
Yeah, I did. As I did too. Ed Robertson, who's the one that I feel like you visualize when you see the band in your head.
Yeah, Soul Patch.
He looks like a knockoff Dave Matthews.
Yeah, Soul Patch. Though,
yeah, Soul Patch.
Okay.
He wrote the ideas for the choruses, obviously being like about a fight in a relationship, as the lyrics pretty clearly state, but we'll get into that in a second. And then Robertson also wanted to come up with the rapped verse, but, and this is from the wiki, all attempts failed.
Wait, so there was a straight up rap verse in this song?
There still is.
There is.
Chickadee China, all the verses are rapped.
Is that a rap, really?
Okay, when it gets really fast, gotta get into it with Sailor Moon, because that's fast.
That's Busta Rhymes fast.
That's rap.
Busta Rhymes heard that and was like, wait a second.
Gotta get away.
Gotta get into it with Sailor Moon, because cartoons got the boom, anime babes. I guess it is, technically.
I mean, I don't know. If you sing fast enough, is it rap?
That's an age-old question, and we're gonna put it out on a poll.
I think so.
You tell us, listeners, is rap just fast singing?
I think so.
So then Stephen Page was the other guy suggested that he just improvises the rap as they did on stage every night.
Yeah. How funny is it that before this song came out, you could just go see the Bare Naked Ladies like perform and they would improvise like rap. They would just
Isn't that amazing?
At one point in their show, they would just be like, oh, you know what we need here? A freestyle.
Yeah.
People will love this.
It's going to be 2 days to Wusu. We're sorry. Hey, my name is Stephen Page. This is the Sage. It's Tuesday.
I don't know who wrote what, but I can tell you that the one guy sings the chorus and then the other guy says the verses. Two different singers. Which I did not know, actually.
It doesn't sound like that.
No, it's two different guys singing.
I always knew. I thought it was really obvious.
No, we're dumb idiots.
Oh, yeah, I'm a dumb.
All right.
So then finally, to fix the fucking lyrics, he set up a video camera and filmed himself improvising 4 minutes of rap-ish.
Oh, boy.
Sent it to the other dude who's like, don't change a word. And then they sped it up, tweaked it a little, and that's what it became.
Incredible.
So this is actually a freestyle that they just tweaked slightly and then put in the final.
And I read that this morning, and at no point was I surprised. I was like, yeah, okay.
I think it's impressive for a freestyle, but still is like nonsense in a fun way.
Oh, totally. And then also means that he wrote this great idea, I mean, and I think, great idea for the chorus that has no relation to the verses.
Yeah.
You get two songs for the price of one. Actually, like five, because every verse is unrelated.
It's kind of the buffet of of songs.
You like Sizzler, you're going to like this song.
Like salad bars.
We'll get into the lyrics specifically, but a lot of this song feels like he was reading headlines and then just saying what he thought about it.
Apple used this song at Macworld 99 I'm trying to imagine the world in which this song made sense for this presentation. They debuted the Mac OS X server on a wall of 50 iMacs.
Oh, wow. And they used this song to present it?
Yes. And I'm trying to figure out also what part of the song. Is it just like, ladies and gentlemen, the Mac OS X, it's been. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Don't worry. You're about to see it. Yeah, we don't have to. I watched the whole 10 minutes, but I queued up the part where it's at.
Hey, well, this is cool. Let me go ahead and look at some QuickTime video. So let me go ahead and play this video here again. Coming over the server. It's about a megabit per second streaming over the server. Takes a few seconds. It's been.
Oh my god.
Is the audience doing anything?
1 megabit per second.
Cool. Was it cool? Because the audience didn't seem to give a shit.
Yeah, I feel like if I were there, I also would be like, oh, it's the song that we all know.
Yeah.
It's so funny how time has already made that clip seem like it's a joke.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And also just that song, any song that starts that hard, I can't imagine being appropriate in like a professional setting.
Can I give out one fun fact about the song too?
Yeah, yeah.
It's about just like, okay, this is just kind of funny. I thought this was kind of cute.
Yeah.
Had to share. Song was a number one hit on Billboard charts in 1998.
But do you know how long it was number one?
1 week. I'm not
one
joking.
Week.
That's with a cute. Oh, that perfect. Was a cute fact. That was
1 week.
1 week.
With that, I feel like we're ready to just dive headfirst into this.
Have we not been talking about the song?
I mean, we have, but it's time to get into the lyrics. It's been long enough. It's been. I literally just clipped that out on its own because that's the first part of the song.
Incredible.
And that's what we have to start talking
about. It's
how many other songs start like that?
Well, I mean, like, we
isolated
talked about
vocal.
Absolutely, where it's just like, this is.
Oh, right, right.
That's maybe, like, there's only probably 10 in the last 20 years, right?
Yeah.
With no music underneath.
It's rare.
I mean, different but similar, like, hard start was just, it's Britney, bitch. And then, boom. Like, I know it didn't, like, give you all
she
of it.
She had to earn
it,
though.
It was cool.
Yeah, it wasn't like a debut single.
No, right. No. But there was a whole time in our friendship where that was your ringtone.
What a nightmare time that was.
That was
I think
scary.
Many people on the internet associate exactly that clip with you, Demi.
Which is also a nightmare. Thing.
Oh wait, was that the Vine?
Was the Vine. It was just like 5 seconds of a phone, and then my phone rings and it plays It's Ben, and it's a picture of Ben Affleck
calling you,
calling me.
It's Ben.
We're very close friends at the time.
Wow. So wow,
it's the pre-back tattoo.
Pre-back,
right?
Pre-back
I mean, tattoo. That was really the final straw.
The crux.
And now it's not Ben.
It's not Ben.
It's not Ben.
It's Jen.
Your new friend.
I chose her in the breakup.
It's Ben.
Oh, come on! I'm so excited for the pizza drop!
Yeah, you're right. Okay, sorry, next clip.
It's Ben.
I hate you so much.
I'm moving on from this bit. Let's go to
I'm headbanging for no reason.
We'll headbang along.
It's Ben. 1 week since you looked at me. Cocktail in the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together, come back and see me.
That guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Bam!
That
bam,
guitar
bam.
With, like, the open hi-hat sting just fucking gets me. It's
Ben.
Bennett down.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's such a perfect setup because I go, oh my God, this is like great. They immediately set the scene here for like what's going to be an amazing song about like a breakup, maybe makeup kind of thing. And that's what I love so much about these opening lyrics. I think they're actually kind
of
cool.
Oh yeah, this is the only part of the song that like I actually lyrically totally stand by it.
100%.
The chorus?
Yeah, it's clever. I'm like, I get immediately that he knows he was wrong.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not really ready to like totally admit it yet.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna like be silly.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the song, like, I'm gonna totally acknowledge that I'm a shithead. Like there is a transformation between each chorus.
I think they were arguing about how the lead singer saw a man drowning and didn't save
him. Oh no, you're thinking of Phil Collins.
Oh right, yeah, no, my bad. Right. I always get these two confused.
They sound so similar.
It's been that's not a good Phil Collins.
That was a ghost.
Yeah. Is Phil Collins still alive?
Yeah.
All right. So that's not a good Phil
he's
Collins.
He's super goofy. Like, he's crazy. He's nuts.
Phil Collins, he's crazy.
No, I'm just. I'm Phil Collins? You seen Phil Collins around? He's crazy.
He's goofy, but not like the cartoon dog.
Y'all gotta fucking avoid Phil Collins. He cuckoo. Hey. I'm trying to plot the progression of what's happening because a week ago, they had a fight, or she said she was angry.
Yeah.
Then 2 days after that, she said, get your shit together and then come back to me. And then after that, we go into the next part.
3 days in the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
So this is just about a man being stubborn for
yes.
a full week.
Yes.
There's that, but also, like, the way he is giving out like days and times. Like, if you were in court, you could not follow this timeline.
No.
You have to create a timeline, man.
I agree with you.
You got to start with like, all right, March 1st, this happened. 2 days later.
Yep.
I also am curious. I don't usually, if we're so upset, I don't usually continue hanging out with them throughout the week.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like, let's I don't want to see you for a week. And in this situation, they hang out every day.
I don't think they do. I think that's what the get back together and come back to see
me. But he said in the living room. I realized, aren't they hanging out?
It says 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you.
So he's on day one.
Day one, they have the fight. 2 days later on day three,
what if it was like, and 28 days later, where every couple of minutes, it would just be like, ba-boom, day two.
Yeah, it's like 500 days of summer.
Yeah, like Resident Evil. Yeah. But okay, so day one is when the fight happens.
So is that, okay, so let's give these numbers, because I'm not going to be able to follow this. Okay. On the 1st of April.
Yes, 1st of April, April Fools, they have a fight.
Yes.
April 3rd is when she's like, she laughs at him and then says, get back together and come back to see me.
Okay.
And then April 5th, I think he's in the living room. And then he says, I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Presumably because they are not speaking.
So he was alone in the living room.
Yes. And then 2 days again later on April 7th is when it's like, yesterday.
You would have forgiven me.
Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days until he says he's sorry.
She would have forgiven him the day before, but
he won't say sorry.
He's so stubborn, he didn't say sorry for two more days.
I thought it was going to be that she said, it's fine.
No. He's abbreviating would, I think.
Okay.
You'd have forgiven me. But here's my question. So what was the second incident? April 1st, they have this first fight.
Yes.
Then the next time?
She laughs at him and says, get back together, come back to see me.
So that was face-to-face then?
I think so.
So then it's been 5 days since he's seen her, not a week.
Yes.
That's, fuck this then. That's false pretenses.
A business week.
Why is that false
a
pretenses?
A business week!
No, it was, he never said it.
One business week since you
No, know? It was 1 week since they started fighting, and then 2 days later is when she's like, we're cutting off top.
That's misleading.
I don't think it is. It's the first line.
If you're like, oh man, how long has it been? It's been a week. Well, it's been a week since the fight, but it's been 5 days since I haven't seen her.
Yeah,
it's
but
been
that...
5 days I've been sleeping on my buddy's couch. That's 5 days. It's not a week.
He doesn't say it's a week.
It's been 1 week.
But he says it's been 1 week since you looked at me.
But she looked at him on day five.
The full sentence is, it's been 1 week since you looked at me, cocked your head to the side, and said I'm angry. The song is not lying.
No one does that, by the way. That's a sociopath thing to do.
That is a dog in a movie trailer.
Maybe he's dating chihuahua.
It almost sounded like it's like she cocks her head and goes, I'm angry.
Like, she's a robot learning human emotion. What is this feeling? I'm angry.
I'm going to shut down for 5 days. Negative. Return with an apology.
No, because 2 days later they talked. Then 5 days started.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is confusing. Trolley, I think you're right about the court of law. It doesn't hold up.
Court of law, you got to have a timeline. The jury.
Sounds like a bad alibi.
The jury would be so. Just baffled by all of this right now. And like, can you imagine being a lawyer? Be like, let me get this straight.
Jerry Seinfeld, of course.
Let me tap the floor here.
Yep.
Your Honor, it's been 1 week? Okay, I got that. But 5 days? Okay, now 2 days.
I actually, this is a great idea. I'm going to read this whole song as if the girl's dead now.
Oh, wow.
And he's the prime suspect. And this is him in court trying to explain himself. Hold it now, I'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman.
I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot Swiss. I like the sushi because it's never touched a frying pan. Why?
Aquaman.
Why? I don't know.
Why Aquaman?
Is it a Canada thing?
I don't know.
Why would she think I'm looking at Aquaman? I guess this is where I go. I'm trying to make sense of it all.
Don't even.
Yeah. No, I'm going
Why
to.
Hurt yourself?
This is what we do on this podcast. Have you been on this before? Do you know how this works?
Please welcome our new co-host.
So, hold it now and watch the hoodwink. I'm going to trick you.
Hold it now and just you wait. Now watch me trick you.
Yeah.
Because I made you stop thinking. Now you think I'm Aquaman.
Like, what?
I
what?
Don't.
His trick was that he poured a bottle of water over his own head. Nice. He's like, now I'm wet. Where'd it come from?
Ooh, fishnet tights.
I was trying to think. I was like, oh, this part is about makeup sex. This is how far I looked into
he
like was about was in reference to the fact that he can swim underwater and he needs that because she's so moist.
Oh my god.
He is diving into the puss.
Oh.
And then he says, "I summon fish to the dish, although I like the Chalet Swiss," which is
what
a
is that?
Canadian restaurant.
The Chalet Swiss.
I think it's like the Chili's of Canada.
Fair enough.
Big fan. And then I like sushi because it's never touched a frying pan. So again, sushi has been referred to by many scholars, including Lil Wayne and others.
Sushi.
In reference to
the vagina.
The vagina.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, is this about makeup sex?
Wait.
Yeah, this theory, it might, I don't think it's about makeup sex, but it might just be being a little pervy. Yeah.
Yeah, like what if the whole hoodwink, the whole trick was that I'm going to get into a fight with her? And then 1 week later, we're going to have an amazing break.
Seems like a long way to go.
I mean, but that's a hoodwink, man. That's how hoodwinks work.
Sometimes you're just addicted to the hoodwink.
You gotta chase those hoodwinks, man.
I've never had a taste of the hoodwink.
I used to do it all the time. I'm a big fan of the hoodwink move. It's great.
It's like they always say, once you go hoodwink, there's no other way to think.
You got there.
Yeah, I think it's just two in the pink, one in the hoodwink.
No.
I'm glad I'm not the one bringing this up for this once. For once.
For once.
Oh, are you the sex person?
I'm the sex person. Yeah, I'm the sex person.
Little Miss Snail Trail over there. That's her nickname.
Oh, no, it is not.
I'm not going to let that continue through.
I saw the white floor signs out there.
Here's the thing, though.
We're friends. We joke.
All right. In the instance that this is a sexual, like supposed to have a sexual connotation, him saying, I summon fish to the dish, although I like the Chalet Swiss, I like the shoes. Is this him saying?
You can't say it. Sure.
It's like you can either say it fast or not at all.
Yes.
It's too many weird tongue twisting things. Is that him saying?
Speaking of tongue twisting, I'm sorry. Go.
Oh wait, no. Go
that
ahead.
Is disgusting. No, is that him going like, I get with a lot of women, although I like the women who have never had sex before.
Oh, no. You're saying because
never touched a frying pan.
Oh, is that what you call your penis?
No.
He's
what is?
He's I trying mean, yes. to say okay. he's saying it's symbolism for virginity. I don't think so.
I don't. I mean, I think it's all definitely not that. He already said this is all nonsense. But
I do think that is an interesting read. But perhaps more accurate is that this man is on trial for murder and is just stalling for time.
Sure, Your Honor, I would just like to say, hold it now and watch the hoodwink. As I make you stop, think.
I object.
You think that you're looking at Aquaman? No, he summons fish to the dish. Although I like the Chalet Swish, I also like the sushi. And you may ask why. I see it on some of the faces of the jury. And the answer is because it has never touched a frying pan. Well, the defense rests. That's all I have to say. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes. Because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me but a bus through. That fucking horn.
That horn.
If you could.
Wow.
Play that again.
What the is stems that first, are available online.
What is that first tone?
That weird, like, ghostly... I think it's the remnant of, like, the keyboards.
Why does that sound like a phantom is haunting that horn section?
Because they did not have enough people to play, and then they got the ghost of Morrissey.
Well, what's the coolest thing you could say over that?
Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes.
Okay, right. Okay, what's the second coolest thing that you could say?
Big like Leanne rhymes?
No, but, like, if you were just talking, like, if it was, like...
Hit me with the horns, Tony. This is, like, the horn that would play after David Letterman hits a joke.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's like you know in hip-hop, like, how they just have a lot of, like, ad-libs?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is kind of an ad-lib, in a way.
It's the, like, horn is the ad-lib.
Musical ad-lib.
It's a musical ad-lib. It's just a nice little funky horn.
A mad-lib, if you will.
Ah.
So I believe some call that jazz.
Some do.
Podcasts and jazz are similar because only assholes actually listen to it. That's right, listeners.
Hit his fucking rim shot.
There it is.
Oh! I gotta be quicker with that.
It's all right.
Yeah,
you'll know next time.
Nice. There it is.
There it is.
So, who's Bert Kampfer?
Bert. A German composer.
Does he have mad hits?
Well-known jazz band leader who wrote "Strangers in the Night" and "Spanish Eyes."
Wait, like "Strangers in the Night," exchanging glances.
I assume. Otherwise,
Spanish eyes. That's not. That's Hungry.
They're
eyes.
Watching you. Spanish eyes. I don't know. I've never heard it.
Ojos español. Yeah, he is a German. I guess he's got the mad hits.
Sure.
You try to match wits. You try to hold him, but he busts through.
Who's he trying to match wits with? Who's the him?
He's Sargon.
Bert Kampfer?
I think it's like...
Is he a witty guy?
I think he's talking to whoever he's hoodwinking. He's like, you think you're trying to get me? Nuh-uh. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes.
Yes.
Big like Leanne rhymes. Because I'm all about value?
But she had a big lot of hits that year.
Yeah.
And I think that she preached a lot of values. I think she was like hey, be a good person, do unto others.
She did Coyote Ugly, so...
I can't tell you one Leanne rhymes song. But I'm sure if you played them, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
So
I'm sure if you played them...
Okay, I don't really take issue with anything you just said.
I mean,
per se,
we're not going to make sense of it. It's,
no,
I think we've gotten down to if we get down to brass tacks, it makes no
it's
sense.
It's gonna be a long.
I do like imagine him tell the jury, "You try to hold me, but I bust through," and them all being like, "Ah, oh, he did it.
He did. He's admitting to murder.
Yeah, he did.
Could
this.
Have been about sex.
You He's try to talking, hold me, but I bust through.
Talking condoms, man.
It does very much sound like a man that's entirely too confident being tried for murder. Trying to match wits.
I mean, murder or not, it's definitely a man who's insanely too confident to be rapping, but here we are.
Yeah. The confidence is what led him to this.
The confidence of any white man rapping has to be through the roof,
yes.
Right?
You gotta really own it.
I'm so upset they said stinking, aching, shake. Stinking.
I take a fake, gonna...
Gonna make a break and take a fake. I like a stinking, aching, shake. I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors.
What the fuck is a stinky shake? Is there durian in your milkshake? I don't understand it.
I'm gonna make a break.
Maybe it's like his version of like fucking like this stinking place.
He's like, I'm a stinky milkshake.
I think he's talking...
He says stinking.
I think he's...
Oh, you know what? He's predicting the end of There Will Be Blood.
Ah, okay.
I think he's talking butt stuff, guys.
Jesus Christ.
You think a stinking, aching shake?
I'm preaching that this whole thing's actually about sex.
Yeah, yeah.
A stinking, aching shake. I'm going to let your mind wander what that could mean.
Okay. I think it's he's rambling. Butt stuff. I think he's rambling on the stand before he goes to prison for his whole life.
Look, guys, I want to own this moment here, all right?
I'm going to make a break, take a fake. I'd like a stinking, aching shake. I'd like vanilla. Finest of the flavors.
Which also, like, listen, maybe I'm too woke, like, looking for problems, but I a little bit feel weird about a white guy rapping saying vanilla's the finest of the flavors.
It feels bad.
White,
black, Asian, whatever he may be, vanilla is the most boring of the flavors.
It's the worst.
It's a control group of flavors.
It is the control group, exactly.
Here's the thing. I do like vanilla.
Same.
And, like, I genuinely
fine.
Will go
but
places
But would you
and be like,
say
cool.
it's the finest
Absolutely
of the flavors?
Not.
No fucking way.
No.
It's the base of the... It's, like, on a scale where it's, like, you go positive or negative. It's the zero.
Yeah. It's not disagreeable nor agreeable. Like,
sure.
Like if you were like, if somebody said, oh, I have vanilla, you'd be like, do you have anything else? You'd want to know the other option first.
Yeah.
If somebody was like, oh, I have cookie dough, I'd be like, sold.
Off the top of your dome, finer flavor than vanilla. Chocolate.
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
I already said
strawberry.
Cookie dough.
Mm-hmm. Birthday cake.
Funfetti. Cake.
Strawberry.
Just anything.
Pistachio.
Vanilla
It doesn't
bean
have to be
even.
Ice cream, you know? You can extend this to like the baking
well,
world
it's a
as
shake,
well.
So I'd hope it's
Oh,
ice cream.
You're right. My bad. My bee.
Yeah, I mean, you could throw like a whole piece of cake in there.
Or the, you can even go get like a Neapolitan, which has a little vanilla in it.
Sure. Yeah. But it only works because it's sandwiched between the bolder flavors.
Yeah, that's true.
I just feel like he might as well have been like, I like mayonnaise. It goes on everything. It's the finest of the flavors.
If he had said like, I'd like to get a birthday cake. I want vanilla. I'd be like, okay, sure. That makes sense for
with
a cake.
With chocolate frosting.
Yeah, sure.
Yellow cake.
Yeah, yellow cake is the best.
Yellow cake is a fun cake. Because what is it, you know?
It's yellow cake.
Bees.
It's bees? Damn.
No, but honestly, you taste it and you go, it's just yellow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
what
taste
yellow tastes
like yellow.
It was all yellow.
There's
That's another song. Okay, let's get back to the song. You're gonna see the show because then you'll know the vertigo is going to go because it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. What?
Gonna see the show, because then you'll know the vertigo is gonna grow because it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver.
So about the movie Vertigo?
He was talking about the movie Vertigo according to an interview that he had with him, and I was like, nothing about that makes sense in reference to the movie.
Well, I think it makes more sense than the debilitating condition.
I feel like the condition makes sense. If it's like the show is gonna, like the lights or something are gonna induce vertigo, so you'll have to sign a waiver.
Oh, I thought it was like the movie's going to scare you so much.
Oh, I mean, that could also be a thing. I feel like that would be a marketing thing for a movie that was so scary. It's like, you're going to have to sign a waiver. It's that crazy.
Yeah. I've had movies I feel like that's what you have to
have
do.
Have you?
I think what he's actually saying, I'm going to bring it back to sex, guys.
Big surprise from Trolley.
And speaking of big, the vertigo is representation of his penis, and it's going to grow. And because it gets so big, it's so dangerous.
Do you know what vertigo is?
Yeah. Yes, I do. But the point is, he calls it that. Just read the lyrics. Okay, the vertigo is going to grow. Yeah. And because it's so dangerous,
you'll have to sign a waiver.
So big, you're going to have to sign a waiver. I might hurt somebody.
So is the show also his penis?
I think
so.
See
the show, it's a peep show, his own wiener.
Okay, going to show you my dick, and it'll get big.
I'm just
gonna have
saying,
to sign a waiver.
What else is this about? I'm trying to make sense of this here, people, and this is the only thing I got.
I do appreciate the research you've done.
Yeah.
It's not really research. It's just speculation. It's like everyone has an idea as to like what Donnie Darko is about, but no one really knows.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows.
Right. Even the director was like, fuck, man, I don't know. A dick?
Is 1 week the song of
It's the Donnie Darko song?
Movies? I can't always say
Is it the song of movies?
It's the song of movies.
Is it the Donnie Darko of music?
The songs.
Speaking of movies, though, it is in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh. Fun. Is it? Yeah. That was shot in Seattle.
Was it?
Hey, yeah. Are you from Seattle?
Oh, I'm from Seattle. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That kid, a girl from my high school, is in that movie. It's pretty exciting.
The Island.
Thank you.
I wish I just had the.
Now I feel like we're in an Alfred Hitchcock movie. Yeah.
Don't look down. Whoa! It's so well far down.
Hey, sign this waiver real quick.
Yep. Again, everything I'm saying about this case holds up. This sounds like a man that is scrambling.
He's scrambling on the scene. He is on the stand.
He started talking so fast.
He's like, "This is my last breath on this side of the bars. I gotta spit
say
bars.
Every thought say every thought I've ever had."
He's like, I've got a last ditch idea, and it's I'm gonna wow them with a rap.
Well,
he thinks
crazy?
It's American Idol.
Yeah.
He's like, what I prepared for you today in the key of C major.
If all of this was actually just a quote that like Charles Manson said, you would be like, oh yeah, I guess that works.
Oh, 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, helter skelter, that rhymes. Yep. He's just like, I'm gonna helter skelter, shelter, felter, belter, kelter, yep. Delter. Ah, how's that, Jerry?
You're gonna rhyme my way out of this. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad.
I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean. Well, you soon will.
Okay. It does feel very sinister.
Yeah. I love this part. It might be one of my favorite parts of any song because I
go. Wait, what?
Oh, Mr. I listen to Pagliacci and jazz over here.
I do. But no, it's just. It's,
but the pre-chorus of 1 week is the single greatest.
I think it's just like a sweet moment where he's like, I don't know. We've all been there where it's like, I love you so much, but you're kind of funny when you're mad. It's kind of cute. And it's like we're back on track with the song. I'm like.
We are. The lyrically, this makes sense again.
I feel safe again. I feel safe
and
again.
There's a harmony.
But.
And there's a melody.
But that thing where she's like, if she cocked her head to the side and said, I'm angry, if you went, you would do that.
If that was how she expressed it, I'd be like, okay.
I don't think I would, I don't know. I could kind of get it in theory, but then I'm also trying to think about like my boyfriend laughing at me when I'm mad at him and like,
it's
my God.
Nothing makes me.
I would break up with him.
Nothing makes me angrier than if you're like upset and trying to tell someone that and they are not taking it seriously. That's like the worst feeling in the world.
It is.
Yeah, I haven't been in a long-term relationship in a long time, guys, but I laugh a lot at people's faces. Okay?
I laugh at myself. Like, okay, I will say the exception is like if you're really mad, and this is so funny to me, when like a physical thing happens, like at like your stomach makes a really loud noise, and then that you both hear it and you're sitting in this really tense moment of like, do we call it out or do we pretend it didn't happen? Then it's funny and it breaks the tension and you're like, okay, I'm not mad anymore. This is silly.
I always want to get into a fight that like gets intense despite not being very intense and then just say something dumb like tummy, like in the middle of a sentence.
Does the fight stop there, or you just blow right past it?
I'm like, I'm going to try and blow right past it and see how they react.
She's like, did you just say tummy? You're like, fuck you! Fuck you!
Don't fucking talk about my goddamn tummy, all right? Yeah, sometimes I eat too much, and I have to go doo-doo, and then just like throw in weird phrases like, what? What's going on?
I slur my words when I fight, and it's the worst, because I feel like a drunk person that no one can understand.
it is so frustrating.
So I do like this part a lot for the same reasons, although he does sound like an asshole.
Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad.
I'm the kind of guy who laughs at what does that mean?
I get being like an uncomfortable laugh kind of person, but I also feel like if I ever went to a funeral, I would be able to stifle that.
Well,
I don't know.
I agree mostly. I'm an empath by nature, so like if I see someone crying, it's very hard for me to not cry too.
Sure.
But there also are funerals where it's inherently, they're fucking weird.
Yeah.
Especially
funeral.
Super formal ones.
Yep.
Like, I was at a funeral a couple years ago, and they open up the floor to anybody that wants to, like, add a comment. It's almost like, you know, that moment in the wedding where it's like, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, it's, like, in a formal-ass church, and I think the thing that that really killed me was that they were like, I want to play his favorite song because we got his iPad and it's like the most played song. And so we're all sitting there like crying our eyes out like in the pews, and they put on like, I don't know, fucking Dave Matthews Band or something. And you're just like, this is funny. This is fucking funny. Yeah.
I just imagine like the craziest rap song playing while everyone's just like super sad.
It's like, fuck me.
Ooh, me so horny.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Oh, I hope people laugh at my fucking funeral, honestly.
I can't understand what I mean. Well, you soon will.
It's so sinister.
Yeah. Yep. It's like, we'll go to a funeral soon. Don't worry.
Oh my God. Is it like, I'm going to kill your brother?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to laugh the whole time.
It's like, she doesn't
time.
Understand what I mean. I'll have to show her.
I hate when you do a sociopath voice.
Why do you not like
it? Oh, God, I hate it.
I actually kind of enjoy it. It's like, you should do, what is it, ASMR?
I think it's the opposite, because it's me just trailing off at the end of every word.
The way you keep looking at me, too, and you suddenly your head moves in this robotic way.
I'm angry.
Please stop.
Got your head to the side and said, I'm angry.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
All right, I'll stop.
And then last thing.
In the verse?
To say.
Oh, okay.
Come on, this sounds like a guy. That murdered someone, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to try to track it the whole way through.
It sounds like he murdered that person like that afternoon and is like, I don't understand what you mean. It's like, well, I don't want to speak too soon, but you soon will.
When you find the body, you'll get it.
It's like, this is going to sound crazy right now, but I'm going to say like 2 days, you'll understand.
Honestly, you turn on the news. Oh, they're looking. Someone's missing. Oh. Mm-hmm.
They're found in the dumpster behind the Chalet Swish. Swiss.
Swish.
That is.
Chalet Swish is a.
It's a crazy name for a
basketball
restaurant.
Restaurant.
It's when you shoot a hoop, but like in a church.
Yeah.
In a pastoral snow scene, you play basketball. It's a Chalet Swish.
Yeah, Chalet Swish.
It's the name of the Denver arena. Chalet Swish.
It's a Thomas Kincaid painting, but there's a basketball hoop in the background.
Funny thing to just throw in there.
I have a history of taking off my shirt.
We all know those guys. It gets like 70 degrees outside and they're like, yep. Yeah, it's warm enough. Shirt off.
I presume this is at the funeral too.
Oh no, you think?
Because it's like so much of this is in the same context, but for him to throw in, I have a history of taking off my shirt, is like, I presume you're talking about the funeral.
It'd be funny if that was like a job interview. And he's like, people are like, oh, what are your strongest values? He's like, oh, I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. And they're like, good. You know what? We like thinkers. And he's like, also, I should probably mention, I do have a history of taking off my shirt.
5 things about you. Wear my mind on my sleeve. Okay. I laugh at a funeral.
Okay.
I smile when I feel bad. I have a history of losing my shirt. Yeah. And
all the other stuff made sense.
I'm a hard
laughing
worker.
Laughing at a funeral. Totally cool with that.
Yes. Thank you.
You take your shirt off?
Yes, I have a history of doing it. Who's to say if it happens in the future?
I love to waft.
In the same way that sex offenders are required to tell people, I'm just letting you all know, I have a history.
This guy exists.
Yes.
I know many of them.
Absolutely.
They go to basketball games just hoping they can be like, yo, Skins? I'm on Skins? I'm on Skins?
It's like, oh, no, we all have different color shirts. I'm on Skins. 1 week since you looked at me. Bam, bam. Now you're up in the air and you're crazy. 5 days
since you tackled me. I still got the reference on both my knees. That's just abuse.
Yeah.
Well, so this definitely got physical, but she threw her arms in the air and said,
you're crazy!
You're crazy.
Is this in the same timeline that the other stuff has happened?
Oh, God. What do you mean? This is a second fight? Like, after they've already made
up? No, I'm saying, is this also stuff that happened on the same... Like, the same day that she cocked her head to the side and said she's angry was this day that
oh,
she
Oh, you're
threw
saying
his...
we're revisiting.
Yes. I'm saying, like...
more information at the same days.
Yes.
Maybe? Or is he just talking about all the times they've ever not talked for a week?
Maybe.
No, it's gotta be the same thing.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your arms in the air, and said you're crazy. Like, that's all one
It's
thought.
Only been 5 days since they've seen each other.
Yes.
It's been a business week since they've seen each other. But it's been a whole week since she just first got mad at him, I guess.
Okay,
but then
got it.
Presumably they had to fight for 2 whole days before he was like, I'll go to Ted's house.
I don't know. I hope if there's one listener out there who feels so compelled, I want to see like a physical timeline.
But it's not going to add up because this dude is lying through his teeth.
Yeah.
None of this happened when he said it did.
Yeah. I just imagine Johnny Cochran being on the stand just like, the timelines are here in 3 separate events. You can see that she was the instigator. She tackled him. Rug burns on his knees. I think my client has nothing more to say.
I believe.
Her murder was in self-defense.
It was clearly in self-defense.
But you guys, like, okay.
And we got a wicked fun tune out of it. If anything.
But, like, I don't know that the tackle was mean. Because, like, do you ever play fight?
Nope. Sure, but not while I'm angry at someone.
But I mean, again, because this 2-day hang up thing, I'm like, were they fighting for the full 2 days? Or is it just like that was the first time she was like, I'm kind of mad at you?
Well, it seems like she said she was mad on day one. And then 2 days later, it blew into a thing where she was like, you need to get your shit together. But the day that she said you need to get your shit together is the same day that she tackled him.
They should have played this in I, Tonya.
Yeah, this is the I, Tonya story.
This is the I, Tonya story.
She skates out. It's been. It's does bam. A triple axel.
I mean, I'd love it.
It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a woman too soon. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Ooh, the tables have turned.
Before he was like, it'll be 2 days until I apologize. But now, actually, I'm thinking, you should be the one apologizing for the rug burn.
Is this just a different perspective on the same situation, or is this like an hour after the first verse and he's changed his mind?
I think it's like a different perspective. It's like him saying, look, yes, I should have apologized, but now he's saying, but actually, you did some shit too.
Yeah.
You know what happened? What he doesn't mention is that he hung out with his dipshit friend who's like, fuck that, dude.
Dude, girls suck.
You shit me? She gave you a rug burn? That bitch gave you a rug burn?
Yeah.
Nah, she owes you an apology.
Oh,
wait,
phone.
I don't know. Really?
Yeah, man.
It's just kind of crazy. Like, you know, I was just like, I was really pushing for sushi that night. It's just, we got in a big fight.
Look,
know?
You made her angry, so it doesn't mean she gets to give you a fucking rug burn. That's not cool.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know, you should sit back and wait until she's a fucking apologizes.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah. And let's go to the chalet.
Let's go to the chalet.
In the meantime, let's the hit chalet the chalet.
I don't understand, man.
We don't either.
It's just, oh, but that's a real conversation that happens all the time.
Oh, sure. I've been to...
And it always ends with, let's hit the chalet.
Yeah.
you want to go play some chalet swish, dude?
Chalet swish!
But I like to think he just puts his hands behind his head like, now I sit back and wait until you say you're sorry.
Yeah.
I can't imagine... How old do you think they were when they wrote this song? Mid-late 20s?
I was going to say 28, 29.
Yeah, mid-late 20s, right?
Yeah.
I would think so.
I just
maybe
can't imagine
30.
Being at that point in my life where, like, I still wait for someone else to apologize. I haven't done that shit since, like, middle school.
I absolutely can see people doing that.
Would you say you would do that if you were in a long-term relationship?
No,
I mean, this is a stubborn man. This is a
stubborn
stupid
man.
A band is called Bare Naked Ladies, for God's sake.
Like, I've sort of conditioned myself to always just be like, I'll just fucking up. Like, I probably did it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get to this point.
Yeah.
I'll just let it go.
Isn't that funny? I'm the same way. Like, if someone's mad at me, I will convince myself how I was in the wrong.
Because arguments are tiring, so just
they are.
Apologize.
I'm just like, yeah, you know what? We don't see eye to eye.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. A day later, I apologized.
I apologized for something you did. You know?
Welcome to my life.
This is the jam set.
This is like you're going up a roller coaster.
Yeah, the...
Oh.
It sounds like the alien from Alien. Like,
I didn't get that.
Are you thinking of Predator?
Yes, I am thinking of Predator. Yeah. Get him all confused. Sounds like the Predator from Predator.
I think it's pretty pleasant. I would put that on like a playlist. Just that
just
section.
That clip.
Just that section. Yeah.
I'm hearing The Grudge.
Well, that's that.
Well, maybe.
Right?
I don't know what that was.
That's The Grudge.
Oh, then sure.
That sounds like the noise in that part of the song.
Yeah, I hear it.
Oh my god.
It's very scary.
I don't hear it.
It's like a fish jam band over the Grudge. Next clip. This is when it gets fucking crazy.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our
bands
on.
Okay. I googled it because I'm just like super sensitive and maybe I'm making problems where they don't exist. But Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken, that feels racist, right?
I don't.
It
like
doesn't feel great, but I can't explain how it is racist. I think it's just like making a sound, like making a weird phonetization of a word and associating it with China. I'm always just like, that feels bad.
I mean, he says chickadee, which could be is in reference to chicken, and China, which is in reference to. Chinese.
Yeah, I don't think it is racist. It's just like,
It just doesn't sound good because...
A mistake, maybe.
Let's just say it. Like, when people do dumb shit racist impressions of Chinese people, they make up some weird-ass, like, sounds.
That sound kind of similar to this.
Yeah, but it doesn't... It feels malicious, but it...
There's reason to it. It just sounds so... Yeah.
It sounds malicious, but it's like, if you look at the words, I go, I don't know.
My guess is that he wasn't aware of, like, the stereotypical noise people make to be racist towards Chinese people. And so he was like, I'm just having fun with words. And
Chickadee
was like,
China also might be, like, Swiss Chalet in Canada.
It's a Chinese
chicken restaurant.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I will
say. I mean, LFO straight up said Chinese food makes me sick. So what's worse? You know, it's like.
That's fine.
I mean, I appreciate this metric you've invented of who did it worse.
Who's worse here? Who's more? In the wrong.
One band is the most
racist.
Ladies
be bad if LFO was worse.
Now, sure, they did some bad things, but remember, Ace of Base was started by a Nazi.
And I would like to take this opportunity to point out in the beloved movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Mickey Rooney's character.
Yeah.
So this is okay.
Look, I don't like it.
It's time we take a stance about it on this podcast. Racism is no good.
I'm so glad you said
it. Get that shit out of here.
I feel like we've been circling that for so long.
We really have.
And now we can move on.
Yes, now we can move on.
Glad we covered that.
You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking.
Is that ice cream because it tastes so good?
I think we're talking chicken still.
Yeah.
My vegan brain doesn't understand.
You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on.
Sounds
that's
hot.
The way to watch it.
Sure. Yeah, we're Don LeMaison.
Well, who's that?
We're in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, it's French.
Don LeMaison.
I thought it was a man like Don LeMaison.
I'm Don LeMaison.
And you're watching rich people's houses.
You're watching the X-Files.
Yeah.
It's the newscaster who has to intro the X-Files at the end of the news. I'm Don LeMaison, and up next, the X-Files.
I also...
Do you want to believe? I certainly do. Anyways, there's the X-Files.
I isolated this acapella, too, just because that little Don LeMaison song after it is so funny.
I've never noticed it.
Here.
We're Don LeMaison. I hope the Smoky Man's in this
What?
Can you play that again?
We're Don LeMaison. I hope the Smoky Man's in
Don
this
LeMaison. It's not even a double. It's a different vocal.
I'm pretty sure he's just saying Maison, Maison, Maison.
I don't think that's real delay. I think he's singing it over and over
That's
again.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, play it again.
We're Don LeMaison. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one.
Yeah.
LeMaison, LeMaison, LeMaison.
LeMaison, Maison, Maison.
I've never noticed that, man.
It's great.
That's such a good find.
That's a good find.
Every time I hear this song, I always heard it happening once, but then when I found the acapella, I was like, oh, it happens repeatedly.
Wow.
I do think, callback to the other song and all the words too, Bloodhound Gang, they also shout out the X-Files. Why was everyone singing about the X-Files?
X-Files were huge show.
Yeah.
It was a big show.
Yeah, but I don't know a single song that sings about Game of Thrones.
Well, sure, different times. There's gotta be
there's
some.
There's gotta be.
But like number ones?
No. But there's also so much more of all of it. Like, there's more TV shows, there's more...
There's too many things now!
Yeah. Honestly, though, this has been going on forever. Like, Led Zeppelin wrote songs about Lord of the Rings. Like, a lot of their
songs...
Yeah,
but those, they were weirdos.
They were weirdos. They were a bunch
Nicki
of nerds.
Nicki Minaj's got a song about Chun-Li. Yeah. Sometimes you write songs about popular things, just cause.
Just cause.
Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai.
This is maybe my favorite line of the random shit in this song.
I make mad films.
Okay, I don't make films. But if I did,
hold on a second.
He's on the stand, and he realized he just lied under oath, and he's like, wait, no.
Objection, that's a lie. All right, rescinded.
Okay.
I don't make films.
Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. He's lifting it up. He's a big fan. This guy is just a fanboy.
This man just loves stuff.
He just loves stuff. Yeah.
You know what I love?
Things?
That he mentioned tantric sex.
Yeah. He made a reference to Sting's 10-hour sex rumor.
Well, you know what tantric sex is just really similar to?
Wait, what is that?
Very, like, parallel. A lot of
same thinking.
Well, some might say tantric is concentrated edging.
Concentrated etching?
Edging.
What's edging?
I'm so glad.
What is edging? I don't know any of this.
So glad you asked. Yeah. Edging.
I should just have a theme for when it's like Miel talking about edging.
What is edging?
Here we go.
Just give me the rundown.
Miel,
roll up.
Go for it.
Yep.
It's where you where you don't come.
Okay.
For a deliberate period of time.
Okay.
And then eventually you do.
We're gonna get to 100.
Sounds like sex. Tantric sex.
Tantric sex is very similar, except I think it's more present and concentrated.
Oh, wow.
It's like the Kama
Sutra. I don't totally understand either.
Tantric sex?
I don't know what sex is.
Sure, we'll figure it out.
All right, what else did he say? I totally...
Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic.
That's a movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Like Sting, I'm tantric.
That's a thing he
like
does.
Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy.
That was their
Again,
slogan.
Talking sure. sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all of these are probably about sex.
Yeah.
Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like Sting,
where's my
I'm
wife?
Fucking...
That's what he's doing.
I didn't kill my wife. That's his yeah, way of being like, yeah. Look, like Harrison Ford, I didn't kill my wife.
I didn't kill her. I've been framed. That's a classic Harrison Ford like plot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And like Sting, I have been watching her. Everywhere she went, I was watching.
Yep. Jeez Louise.
And like Snickers, I was not myself because I did not have a Snickers.
No, that was after the song came out.
Guaranteed to satisfy. I didn't know that's how long Snickers has had the satisfied thing going on.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah.
Hey, you know, they're like McDonald's. They're not changing their slogan every year.
Ba-ba,
is McDonald's changing?
Think off the top of your head how many slogans McDonald's has. Just see how far you can go. Loving it? I'm loving it. One.
Okay.
That's all you got?
We're not Burger King.
It's not really slow. I can't think of another slogan for McDonald's.
They got a bunch.
Okay, go.
What else?
There's best in way.
What?
Oh, no, she's stroking. Get her out of here. Get her out of here. We're just going to start screaming Marissa until she actually shows up.
She's so sweet.
She's great.
Marissa, if you don't know, shout is out to Marissa. Producer. She does not produce this show.
No, but she's...
I don't know why we don't get
well,
her. It's kind of rude.
Because she does so much work. I don't want to put
more
full,
on her. She's pretty full, yeah.
I asked her for a coffee, and she produced that. So
she's
the
sweetest person I've
Associate
ever met.
Producer.
Kurosawa. He makes mad films. Okay, no, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
All right, no, I don't.
But if I did, they'd have a samurai.
That's the funniest.
Let me pitch to you what I would do.
It would have a samurai.
Just like a samurai movie.
I see a big sword, and I go, samurai.
Suicide Squad was a samurai movie.
Really?
There is a sword in it.
Kill Bill's a samurai movie.
Sure is. There's a sword in it.
Oh, Step Brothers.
Samurai. Yeah, Randy Jackson signed it.
One of the greatest samurai movies of our time. I lied. That's my favorite part.
Okay.
Even as a kid, I was like, that's the funniest shit I ever heard.
I like how, again, I mean, so off the rails that at one point he feels the need to mention that he's going to get a set of better golf clubs.
Yeah, he's like, just so you know, I golf and also I jerk off to Sailor Moon.
My irons, they're flying off the backswing.
Yeah.
Nobody, a deep
He's
golf,
got some really shitty clubs.
That is, that or also like, he's like, you know what? What audience has not been tapped? The golf audience.
Mm.
We gotta get these guys.
Also, I'm not like a proficient golfer per se, but what kind of golf clubs have nubs on them? Nubs. Is that like a thing?
It's
like,
no, I think nubs are maybe grips.
I want a Callaway with the nubs. Like,
the
I just nubs. Don't feel like
Look,
that's
Look, it
thing.
Has to rhyme with clubs, nubs. Mio.
But then the best is, again, yeah, gotta get in tune with Sailor Moon, because that cartoon has got the boom.
Boom, anime babes.
Anime babes.
I love that it comes in for the harmony, just to like,
boom, anime babes.
Boom, anime babes.
Boom, anime babes. Should have gotten like a six-part.
Boom, anime babes. New ringtone.
Hit it again.
Boom, anime babes.
Boom, yes!
Boom, anime babes.
It's also just
boom,
like...
Boom, anime babes.
Me likey, likey titties.
Oh my god.
It'd be amazing if he said that.
This entire stanza, just like the way he sings so much of it is like... immediately catches like gonna get a set of better cups gonna find the Kamatani nubs and then
it is kind of funny that he's like because that cartoon has got the boom
anime babes
because do you remember like as a kid you saw like Jessica Rabbit and you're like I don't know what to believe anymore and then Sailor Moon comes around and you're like oh fuck I don't
feel like any of the Sailor Moon ladies were particularly busty
for me it was Teenage Simba.
Yeah, I think we talked about this.
We have, for sure.
Pretty the bustiest hot. Anime babe.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Very strong. He just had a lot of good qualities.
Shaggy sure. hair.
And he was like kind of partying
Those
with some
eyes.
Dudes.
He was partying with the boys.
Timon and Pumbaa.
He was the bad boy of that crew for yeah. sure.
He was.
He was kind of like Hamlet before Hamlet's dad died, and then he was like, I gotta take this shit for real.
Yeah, they were all a wrecking crew. I mean, they were just out there.
Fucking Timon, fucking Pumbaa.
I mean, they were just out there eating bugs and stuff.
Zazu. Yeah. All the entire Pussy Posse.
Yeah.
Pussy Posse, and I was like, yo, who's that one with the bangs?
Yeah, who's that little Leo?
He's a Leo, I'm a Cancer, we're both in the summer season. Let's just say it.
Oh, your dad died? Oh, you work on some grief, huh?
Damn.
You need someone to talk to. Let me know.
Hey, Ma. What's up? What's up? You slide? All right.
All right.
I thought that was your last
I'm
podcast.
Gonna fuck the Lion King.
Damn. I'm gonna be a Lion Queen, Daddy. Yeah.
That song has some crazy shit in it, by the way.
When
I saw you guys did it, I was like, thank you. Thank you. It's great.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah.
Sit in the car. Don't touch nothing.
Yeah.
Just sit in the car.
But again, he clearly enjoys Sailor Moon. I just think he might like it for the wrong reasons. I mean, boom, anime.
Sailor Moon is fantastic, but yeah, he's definitely liking it for the wrong thing.
He watches, he goes, hey, you seen this show? It's like a cartoon.
Who's your favorite? I love Sailor Neptune.
Here's my question. Isn't she young as fuck?
I'm pretty sure they are teenagers.
She's supposed to be like a high schooler, right?
Hence, make me think the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's a little creepy, bud. No one asked. He just exposed himself for fun.
I also think
he outed himself. No, he's on the stand and he's just like, boom, and babe, babe.
Just so
wait.
I've thought about jerking off to teenage cartoons. All right.
Your Honor, can we have that stricken from my client's record? He did not say anything about boom anime babes.
What's wrong with that, Your Honor? That harmony was tight, was it not? I rest my case.
If loving Sailor Moon is wrong, then I don't want to be right.
This is in the prospector age.
Guilty as charged with loving Sailor Moon.
Is it illegal to masturbate to a cartoon teenager? I rest my case.
Is it illegal for every time that you mention Sailor Moon for me to go,
boom, anime babes?
Show me where in the Constitution that is a crime, and I will leave this country henceforth.
That'd be a cool, we should sample that for, like, a cool, like, rap beat.
Boom, anime,
boom, anime, boom, anime, boom, anime, boom, anime, babes. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
We got some great ideas.
Wow.
Can't wait.
We should do a podcast where we punch up songs.
Oh.
You don't say.
I do say. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile,
though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean.
Mark, you will too. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve.
I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been... You said it will soon.
You will
you
soon.
Threw the rhyme scheme.
I had it wrong.
Can you understand what I mean? Well, soon you will understand it.
I have the words down.
That's like the guy on the stand. That's what he actually said.
Yeah. If you don't understand what I mean, I'll make it very clear for you, juror number four.
Isn't that kind of pleasant, though, that whole bit? It's just like a nice break.
It feels good.
Yeah. It feels good because it's a nice break from the rest of the fast-paced world. It's just,
it's going back to the sanity of being like, look, here's... Let me just explain myself in this fight.
A little tender, you know? It's a tender moment.
I am a little embarrassed of how much I genuinely enjoy that.
The only part of this that changes...
I said it's one of the best moments in a song where
that's
like,
an overstatement, but it's enjoyable.
I'm not saying it's the best song. I'm just saying... saying, like, you know when songs have like a break, is that what it's called? Is that considered a break?
That's a pre-chorus, sure. Yeah,
it's a pleasant one. I can't think of other ones where I'm like, nah, that was nice.
There's a lot
of songs is the thing.
No, there's
it's just
not.
Like
We've
the McDonald's
there's four
McDonald's
songs.
Slogans, there's so many of them.
Again, name a second.
Name one.
A Scooby-Doo.
I'm sorry, so that was a Scooby Da Paha.
You know what, my mic stopped working right when I said it.
I don't think it did.
I heard it all.
It's going Oh, it went off again.
You're just cutting your bad jokes. McDonald's. Is that what's happening?
McDonald's. A Scooby-Doo-Baha. The only part of this that is different from before is he says, I have a history of losing my shirt. Which is his way of being like, look, I'm just going to say what I said before. You know, sometimes I take off my shirt. All right, if I have to say it again, sometimes I lose my shirt. It's like, well
no,
now hold
before
on.
Before, he's officially lost it. There's no option to put it back on now.
But like, last time he said he takes it off, now he's just kind of being like, who knows where it goes?
I think in my mind it's gotten worse, and maybe you know what? Maybe he's being more honest. Before he's like, yeah. So hey, what? I take off my shirt sometimes.
Can I take a quick pee break?
That's actually a great idea. We have to take an ad break.
Yeah, we do have to take an ad break.
Perfect.
Bye.
And we're back.
Hi.
Should we go to the next clip, or we got anything more to say about losing my shirt?
Nah.
All right.
He's done. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the side and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I
laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. What? So this is like them, if we're still going with the idea that this is the exact same timeline of like these things happen at simultaneous days, it feels like the fight was never that big of a deal.
Are you eating something hard?
On the mic.
What are you trying?
Stop it!
Jesus Christ. You're the worst guest of all time.
I do think that you're...
Oh my God. Anyways.
There were lifesavers in the bathroom. I had to get one.
Sure. I also ate a lifesaver in the process of recording.
Am I not doing it
Don't
right?
Don't stop.
Am I not doing it right?
Oh my God. I do think it is like these are three successive weeks now that we're reading.
Yeah,
it
must be three different times, right?
Because she apologized in the first part of this week.
This is just a couple of fights all the time.
You guys want to know something kind of crazy, though, about the writing of this song? Was that... In an interview, the guy said that it was more like the song, though it's called 1 week, in real life, it was more like 58 weeks. Meaning this actually happened. He got into a fight for 58 weeks before they got back together.
That's dumb.
I know.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you saying that they broke up for over a year and then got back together?
Apparently.
Or are you saying they were just in a perpetual state of fighting for over a year?
I have no idea what he was saying, but he was saying it was more like 58 weeks.
Jesus.
So maybe one of those make like break up and then a year goes by and it's like, well, hey, they run into each other on the street and it's like, hey, you look good.
Honestly,
look
maybe good. If that is even is true, it's not present in the songwriting.
No, not at all.
It's very confusing.
This right. verse makes him sound like a huge dick. Because it starts
just
with
what I thought you were gonna do.
Yeah, she's like talking about something in their argument. He goes, "You did exactly what I thought you were gonna do."
That is again so patronizing. Yeah. If you're mad at someone,
he comes out like a dick in this song, and so it's like she dropped her arms to the side, said she's sorry, like in that week,
yeah,
and then
literally
2 days later, he's making fun of her.
Yeah, the takeaway of this song is like a bunch of dudes going, "Man, women are crazy, right?
They be tripping."
That's what they're saying. What dicks.
3 days since the living room. We realize we're both to blame, but what did we do yesterday? You just smiled at me, because it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
I like that. Now, two guilty parties.
And they both are dicks. That's what
we're
he's trying
both
to do. Like,
we
know
blame,
we suck, but we like it anyway.
But, like, he doesn't apologize at any point in this song. She apologized 1 week ago, and then now they're like, we're both to blame. And then he says, yesterday you just smiled at me because it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
He's
not accepting blame. Yeah.
He's a scumsy little boy.
Man, this guy sucks.
I'm glad we figured that out.
We did.
As if that wasn't present from the beginning of the song.
Sure.
The second he said he's the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral and then that he takes off his shirt, I was like, no, I know who this guy is.
It's like the kid from that Simple Plan song. It's like, I'm just going to list a bunch of things I do that are a little inconsiderate.
But like, how does this apply to the whole timeline of him murdering
there
her.
There is no timeline. That's what...
This is him going, all right, I didn't kill her. She's alive. It's like, why did
and
you... Like,
and you only have so much time to find her.
It'll still be 2 days until we say we're sorry for what has happened.
To poor Jessica.
It's the only thing that makes sense, because this timeline's all over the place.
It's all over the map.
It's spoken like a murderer that's hiding a secret that's actively becoming worse.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
If people want to share their interpretation of the timeline of this song
Please
in like some
do.
Sort of diagram, we will share them. I love the idea that like this is a looper scenario where it's like
yep.
this happened, then this happened, yep. this was happening simultaneously.
Yep. Oh yeah, we go underwater.
Yeah. This one they've drowned the predator.
But like in the 70s?
Yeah.
This is just like a quick editor's note. I had fully finished editing this episode and I was uploading it and it takes a really long time, so I thought, hey, why not go to YouTube and type in 1 week karaoke and just kill some time and try some rhymes really quickly. It's harder than you'd think. Okay, it doesn't matter. The point is, when doing that, I saw that the lyrics actually say 2 weeks till we say we're sorry and then 2 weeks till we say wasabi.
It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say wasabi.
I'm really sorry we didn't notice that. I wish we could have given our real-time reactions to it, but instead I now have your post-time reaction to it. My thoughts? Haha, what a little treasure in there, hidden, dug away in the sand. I don't know, I don't really have a thought. It's funny, right? Demi's thoughts, quote, this song is fucking nonsense, quote. And that's everything I had to say. Don't be mad at me. I'm very sensitive. Okay, good night.
Richmond Stadium, home of the Robbie.
What did he say?
Yeah.
Richmond Stadium, home of the Robbie.
So the Robbie is a soccer tournament that takes place in Canada.
I thought it was like a sandwich.
Yeah, no, see, I thought so too.
Okay, I'll take a Robbie.
Yeah, give me
a
Robbie.
It's turkey, Gouda. Tomato.
You know, a Robbie. Everyone knows a Robbie.
Hey, hit me with the Robbie.
When you're at Birchmont Stadium, you get a Robbie. Why do they feel the need to shout that out? They were like, this song's not going to get out of Canada.
No, they straight up were like, fuck it. We're listing random things. Yeah. Let's shout out Birchmont.
They also just reason right past the horn squeal at the end.
Different horn, though.
That's insane that that gets the
shout out.
The shout out.
The final shout out.
Can you imagine if I was like, Dodger Stadium, home of the Dodgers. Staples Center, home of the Lakers,
Absolutely.
Clippers, and LA Kings.
I think you meant to say the Staples.
Is that what did I say?
Staples Center, home of the Staples.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Go watch Chaitanya with Margot Robbie.
Ooh, see, that's
what kind of what I thought he said, honestly.
The
like,
Robbie,
I'm hearing
yeah.
Margot Robbie in this.
We're already so far deep into this song, they can get away with anything. They could say any words and like literally you would be like, I'm just done.
After the second verse, it's like, yo, everything's fair game.
Okay, so you boys have heard this before.
Sure have.
I don't know
and
shit.
And apparently 40,000 people on SoundCloud.
Wow.
I made this track with another Vine friend of mine, Ian Edgerly. He still makes really good songs that aren't ironic or shitty like the ones we made. You can find him on Twitter, Ian Edgerly. We'll shout him out in the show description. But we made one together because, as I said earlier, Demi is very associated with this song and Demi likes this song, or at least he did, I guess, before it became such a thing for him. And so we threw him a birthday party. How many years ago was it? 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
I think two.
Only two?
Yeah.
God, it feels like a lifetime ago.
Right. So it was.
So I don't know why we got in our heads it'd somebody's be funny life. To throw him a party. This is hard out of context now.
No, it's just...
It was his funeral. It was his funeral.
They threw me a funeral that was my birthday party. Everyone showed up in black.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was great.
We had props. We like framed a black and white photo of him looking very
dumb.
You made
a cake that was a tombstone that said RIP.
Yeah, true commitment.
I made some crafts that were like,
it was LOL, good. You're dead.
LOL, you're dead.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a lot. It was a lot. It was very extra in a very weird direction.
It was
and
great.
Anyone that saw that party in the park probably was very confused.
Especially just seeing my face and then seeing like a picture of me and being like, wait, he's the one that died?
Did his twin brother die? That's
he's right here.
He's the only one that didn't dress in black for his twin's funeral.
I know, and some people like really went all out. Like someone brought like a black parasol. It really did feel like a funeral at some points there when it got a little bit intense, to be honest. I was like, this is a very severe concept.
There was an open casket. That was crazy. Like, where did we get that body?
Demi had to lay there and not talk to anybody for his whole birthday party.
That's kind of fun.
So I was like, well, what song should we play during the eulogies? Which we gave.
Yes.
And I thought good party. It'd be really fun to make the most dramatic version.
You turned it into a funeral dirge.
I tried to turn it into a funeral dirge. So that's what this is.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head aside and said I'm angry.
This is Imogen Heap.
5 days since you left
me. That's me, Imogen Heap.
Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd have forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
This is
beautiful. Hold it now, watch the hood wink. Let's make you stop, think. You think you're looking at Aquaman. Salmon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leon rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bird camp, it's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake. I like a stinking naked shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you know the verse.
This is amazing.
Gonna grow, cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. I cannot help it if I think you're funny when you're mad.
It's like Bon Iver when it's like.
I feel bad.
And the new album.
Guy laughs at a funeral. Can't you see what I mean? My soon will have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. Have a history of taking off a shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I've still got the rug burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, not a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I sit back and wait till you say sorry. Chickadee China, Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with Donna Mays on. I hope the smoking man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Extinguish tantric, like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make math films. Okay, I don't make films. But if I did, I have a samurai. Get a set of belly clubs, gotta find the kind of tiny nuts just on my arms when I was flying off the backswing. Gotta get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes. It makes me think the wrong thing. I can't help it if I think you're funny when you're mad.
It's so pleasant.
It's so pleasant.
I'm, I'm actually really into this.
Like, this song makes sense now.
Right?
Like, had it been sung like this originally? Holy shit.
We stayed at number one for more than 1 week.
I want to take a bath. I want to pour a glass of wine and listen to this. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Wow.
It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
Here it comes.
It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
What's Birchmont Stadium known for?
It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Cut the stadium.
Oh, you cut Birchmont Stadium.
Cut Birchmont Stadium.
That's the punch up, getting rid of that lyric.
Wow.
That was all it took.
That lyric didn't make sense. I agree with your choice.
I gotta give the biggest of fucking shouts to Ian.
Yeah.
Even though we made that a couple years ago, he just like went to town. I was like, man, can you throw a vocoder under this? And he was like, and I'll produce the shit out of it. I was like, all right.
What you say?
This is a lot of work for a bit, but yeah. Okay, man. Thanks.
The best bits are the ones that have a lot of work put into
true
them.
Commitment.
Hence this entire podcast.
It's true.
All right. It's time for Unpunchable Jams.
You can't punch this.
Anthony Trolley.
That is really funny. That is adorable. So you guys asked me to come in with one song that I think is perfect.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And I listen to a lot of music. I listen to a lot of music.
Sure.
And so what helped me narrow this down, I was like, okay, I will give you an unpunchable jam where it is a bunch of nonsense words. Like, this is not a bit. This is actually like, this is a great song.
Yeah.
But it's like a bunch of, it's fast sang lyrics that I think are perfect in every which way.
Uh-huh.
And that song is Fluorescent Adolescent by the
Ooh,
Arctic Monkeys.
Yes. Yeah. It's a great song.
Your Bloody Mary's lacking in Tabasco. Like, everything about his lyrics makes sense because even though they are ridiculous, what he's saying is like, your Bloody Mary's lacking in Tabasco. He's saying your life doesn't have any spice left.
Yeah.
It needs more spice. So that's how I narrowed it down.
There. I still haven't listened to their new album.
I love your line of logic, too.
That of narrowing it down?
Yeah.
Well, as we talked about, there are a lot of tunes out there, guys. I don't know.
so many tunes.
So many tunes.
Not enough time.
Not enough time.
Demi, what is your unpunchable jam?
My unpunchable jam, I wanted to pick a song that is from the same year.
Yeah, I love that you're keeping on with this.
The 1998 hit, My Favorite Game by The Cardigans.
Oh, that's so good.
Gran Turismo. It's just a great song. It's a very driving song. I love that it's like...
I was in a skate video one time.
I mean, it's literally in Gran Turismo 2, I think, also. I like menu music. But it's just a great song that is like so... like powerful, and then it like
it's a fucking jam.
Feels like a Bond song if Bond was more Fast and Furious than like Spelt Spy. And then it like the chorus is just like it stops being so quick again. It's just like, and I'm losing my baby, and then it goes right back into the. It's just like a
very cool,
kinetic juxtaposition.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah,
I love that. That's a great pick.
Yeah,
Miel?
I had three I wanted to pick today coming in, and I feel like it just hit me. This fourth one, out of the blue, I'm like, well, obviously that's the one.
Okay.
Because this 1 week gets me hyped because from the second it starts, it's like, here we fucking go.
Right.
So
I want to choose another one.
It's
been means rip that line.
It does. Our theme song,
You Can Call Me Out. Yeah, sure.
By Paul Simon.
It does start off cool with song. The most like, doo, 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 doo. It's like, you're in.
And specifically the part after the bridge where it's like that reversed bass solo. Oh my god! I think it's insane that we haven't picked that song yet since we ripped it off for our theme song.
Sure, but it's like, how do you punch that up?
You can't punch it up.
And
that's
we
the whole point.
Tried in the theme.
Well, it's a theme song.
It's a parody.
Every time I hear it now, I'm waiting to hear the punch it every time.
You know whose voice that is?
You ruined your own song.
Who?
The first time it's Vin Diesel in Fast and Furious.
Wow.
7.
I thought I recognized it.
Punch it! And
punch
the second time it is Andy Samberg in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh my god!
Here, listen to it again.
Punch it!
And then after it's time for, you'll hear Andy Samberg.
It's time for Punch the Jam.
Oh!
Wow. Punch the Jam. Hey!
Which is obviously Lil Jon.
Amazing.
Oh my God, Demi, wow. You just blew my fucking mind. Now all I can see is fucking Vin Diesel with his hand on the gear shift going, punch
it's
it!
Literally a shot where, like, the camera is speeding towards him and he's got, like, a remote or, like, a walkie-talkie, like, punch it!
And they, like, hit the NOS.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're...
Our entire podcast is after the NOS.
Oh, man. Oh,
we're post-NOS, baby!
Post-NOS!
Trolley, where can people find you on the internet?
On the internet?
Answer your own question.
At Anthony Trolley.
One L.
One L, yes. Like the gummy worms, but one L.
Yeah.
Awesome. You can find Demi at Electrolemon.
Sure.
You can find me at Miel. Mm-hmm. You can find us at Punch Up the Jam.
You can email us at punchupthejam@gmail.com. Facebook is Punch Up the Jam. Instagram is Punch Up the Jam.
No one listens to this part. They're like,
I know, but they should.
Oh, they're plugging themselves? I should
because
probably get off.
We got a special end theme for this week.
We do?
Sure do. Good night, everybody.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying,
have a nice weekend.
Come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. You've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.